The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Risa. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
How's it going? How's the weather out there in L.A., Risa?
It's always lovely, although it's a little overcast this morning, and they say we might get a little rain, which is good. We need a little rain here in Los Angeles, so that's okay. Plus, the rest of the country is having record bizarre weather, so we still got great weather. What can we say?
All those tornadoes in Texas and throughout the Midwest, a lot of stuff, a lot of activity in the weather. Makes the Weather Channel popular, but no, it's been pretty stable here. I heard that we pretty much caught up on our, the weather table or the water table for the drought we had before. It's kind of like level now, so we're in pretty good shape. And they say all the
supposedly.
Snow. Yeah. So far, so good anyway. But do you still, I know you're an active person, Reese, but are you still interested in like going up to Big Bear and trying out the skiing, or do you pass on that?
I've never been a skier. I was born in Los Angeles. I have an aversion to snow. So the snow sports really don't work for me. And you know, Jim, as we get older, we tend to have a tendency towards altitude sickness. So I've had some issues with altitude sickness. The last time I was up in Big Bear, I had problems breathing. And I just got back from Mexico City not too long ago, which I didn't realize was more than a mile high. And
5,280 feet in a mile, by the way. Yeah.
Oh,
Reese,
and
you got
to Mexico City's like 7,000.
You got to relate that information to these skydivers. They're 100 years old, 102 or something.
That's okay. I'm ready to jump out of a plane. It's just the altitude of being walking around and stuff. But
I got you.
You know, now that you mention it, though, jumping out of a plane, you're no longer pressurized. So
it
might be a problem. I was talking about skydiving with my grandson last night. Matter of fact, we were supposed to go together. He went without me. And he's coming back into town, and we were thinking about doing that. But that takes us up to our hot topics.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic is let's stop doing hot topics, okay? We need to take a politics break. Okay, there's some new hot topic about the politics. I'm a political person. I'm actually very involved in my politics, in my community. But come on, guys. Too much is too much. Every day, we talk about you and your gloom and doom. Jim, you have nothing on the regular news. It's gloom, it's doom, it's disaster, especially for baby boomers. I mean, they have us in our graves. We're not going to get Social Security. We're not going to get health care. They're going to have, you know, death things to decide when we die. I mean, it's crazy. We need to take a break. I've decided that I'm at least going to take a little time off of the news, at least the top of the news. I'm like a talk radio junkie, too. It's too much. So I'm backing off of it. So my hot topic is stop listening to hot topics, except for ours, of course. And Jim, yours?
Okay, we'll take a break during that hot topic time. That sounds like a deal. I'm going to start out with, let's start out with a good one there. It was, because, you know, I don't want to keep hitting everybody with the doom and gloom. But there was a 9-year-old that was swept over the waterfall at Yosemite. And let me put it this way, nearly swept over. And this the mother cried out, and there was a 16-year-old boy that saved the little boy. So that's a good thing. So there's moving into this hack thing. You've probably heard about the situation online. 200,000 companies and 150 about 150,000 companies have been affected in thousands of countries by this ransomware computer attack. The site shows up on your computer, letting you know that further computer access is restricted unless you pay a fee. So they're working on getting that fixed. United Airlines admits a coding breach that may allow access to the cockpits, but they're working to fix that too. In a very rare action, and I think it's only happened once before, an FBI director has been fired. President Trump had to let Comey go, and now they're going to be working. And that was based on the recommendations by Deputy Attorney General and the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. So he's working. He says he'll have a replacement by Friday. Actors Power Booth, if anybody remembers the veteran actor, best known for playing the villain Curly Bill in Tombstone and salon owner Cy Telver in HBO's Deadwood, has passed away Sunday in his Los Angeles home of natural causes. And North Korea launched another one of their missiles, and they're being overseen by U.S. And the race for France's president is over. If anybody followed that, the victory of Emmanuel Macron was, he's basically 3 years ago was unknown, and now he's the president, one of the youngest presidents. And Paris hopes to use this new president to secure the 2024 Olympics. And one more.
Clearly the world is ready for a change, because they're electing the least likely person in every country. And that brings us up to our first commercial, Jim.
There we go.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Anyway, Reese, all this stuff, Reese, what's the deal? I've always said years ago, when any entity becomes too reliant on a specific situation, whatever it is, if it's technological, whatever, it could be a little risky. You should always have an ace in the hole. Now, these hospitals and companies.
I'm going to talk about that in tech time, what we as baby boomers can do to help protect ourselves.
Okay, that's good. So anyway, that's the situation.
But guess what, Jim? We've got a great guest today. Some of my favorite people. Our first guest is going to be Easy's dad himself, Jim Zook.
And our second guest
is going to be one of the co-stars on Betty White's Off Their Rockers, Rayson Ray.
No way. Just two very hard.
They're here with us.
Hard to get old people.
It's true.
Well, you know that's updates, updates on tech, and updates on all the things going on in the social media and the online world, and that's where it's at today, Reese. And you know, I'm surprised that the stats show that the baby boomers are keeping up with this stuff. It's not like they're always in the dark, you know. I saw a guy at a restaurant. Oh, he was about 90 years old. He was reading a book on his pad, iPad. And, wow. So, yeah, they're keeping up. That's what the stats show. And, you know, Reef, they're also shopping online, too. And I guess it's affecting stores. Yeah,
so
I've started doing it,
online.
Too.
Well, it's
you think
safer,
that's a reason?
And I don't really want drones dropping off my packages. But other than that, I really enjoy shopping online. You beat the traffic, and I have to admit it. The other night, it wasn't even that late at night, I had some food delivered by Grubhub. Now,
wow.
And it wouldn't have been so bad, but the restaurant is literally two blocks from my house.
Uh-oh.
And
that's a bad sign.
I know. And their driver was out, and so I had to go through Grubhub to order food. I could have, well, it was too late to walk, but certainly not too late to drive two blocks. So, yeah, all of those conveniences are just wonderful, especially for us baby boomers.
But don't forget, we don't want to leave a bad impression. We want to get up and walk whenever we can. You know, you got to get up and about. Gotta
well,
walk.
Well, you're talking about
do we got Erica?
Girl who wants to skydive.
Yeah, that's the big one. They're outdoing each other. Gentlemen from England broke the record, 101 or something. Wow.
Yeah.
And he wants to do it next year.
And I think he broke his own record.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been texting Eric to see if we can get him on. So the line's open.
I think he's coming on later, though. I think he's coming on
okay.
at the end.
All right, sounds good. But, Reese, what do you think?
So we need to interview each other, Jim. Since we are the guest of the day, Jim, how have things been going with you lately? What can you tell us about Jim?
Well, Jim's been learning a lot. I kind of sit back and I let things go by and I observe. But as far as jumping into this tech thing, I listen to the stuff you said. I mean, I'm listening, taking notes. And I'll go back on an archive show, which we have, and I'll pick up some of the stuff. So I'm learning and keeping up with Eric, and he's just it's just amazing. He doesn't get it from me, all this information and, you know, the high-tech stuff, but he's just so much into the cutting-edge stuff and then creating his own cutting-edge stuff. And people call me to, you know, where did Eric get this idea from, or it's amazing. And you know what I see, Reese, is how he literally changes lives. And people, you know, with the people they meet through him and myself, like I've met so many interesting people. I was at an event in Beverly Hills, and I was talking to Peter Fonda. And I actually, when I was kind of backing up, I stepped on his girlfriend's foot. But anyway, that's par for the course for me. And then I was at the Trump golf course out there, Palos Verdes, which you know Palos Verdes, and they had a charity situation, and Rosie Greer was there. You remember Rosie?
Absolutely. Greer, the
football player. And I had an interview with, there's one of those senior moments. But, you know, basically
but
that's what it
busy.
Is.
The bottom line
is, Jim,
you stay busy. And we're always talking about that's the key to being healthy and staying vital
and
relevant.
That's why you're a good example, because look at Reza, how she goes. You're always moving and grooving. And I see you at these events, and you're going on the trips and so on and so forth. And when you go on trips, you just
don't
go.
And I'm still working. I just shot an episode of Ray Donovan last week. Which was wonderful. Of course, we can never talk about the plots or anything, but it was absolutely wonderful. Great cast and crew. I had a wonderful time. I'm still going out on auditions, and I'm still taking acting classes. And it's so funny. I take an acting class. It isn't geared towards seniors, but the class happens to be kind of split 50-50 millennials and seniors.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical. We have the best time with each other. And that's another thing that helps keep you young. When you stay around young people a lot, it's amazing. And they're always shocked that I know some of the latest terms. And I'm always shocked that they're not really up on the latest Facebook and
Twitter. It's amazing, but the interaction is just great. So,
and you,
we stay
busy. You say there's also the new, I mean, it's different than it was years ago. Your competition now when you go to tryout isn't just those who are there, but it's those who have submitted online too, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, back in
wow.
the day, you had to hope and pray to get an audition, and they had to get the script, and you had to do all this stuff. And now you can just email in your audition. They'll send you the,
wow.
the audition material. You just email it back to them. So literally, for a lot of roles, people from all over the country are submitting. So where there
huh.
might have been maybe a couple of thousand people back in the 80s when I was in the business that would submit to things, 500 to 2,000 people. Now it's
wow.
anywhere from 2,000 to 6,000 in the first hour.
Holy smokes.
It's frightening. It's frightening.
Times change. Yeah. I don't know. Is that a good thing or not that they get to view all these new talents that are all over? And
well,
in a way, you can
basically
stay home.
it opens the door. Yes.
Yeah.
But
you get to stay
it,
home and do your auditions sometimes. That's a good thing. But that's not.
I
again,
don't like staying home and doing
circle.
The auditions though. I like showing up and meeting the casting director
yeah.
and them getting
I'm
a chance to meet me.
Geez,
I'm
putting this together.
That way.
I'm putting this together. Aretha doesn't go to the store. She has somebody bring her stuff. And then she doesn't go on auditions because she sits home and sends it in.
No, Aretha, I really don't send it in. I really don't, if I can help it. Now, sometimes that's all they want for their first audition. They just want to see your videotape.
Next, you won't be going on vacation. You'll be sitting there watching the Travel Channel. And then Aretha
will be. Well, I do that too, though. Staggered. I do love the Travel Channel. But I love going on trips. I really
oh, yeah.
do. And we were out at the California Women's Conference last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That was a busy
that
time.
Was.
That was a lot of walking. That was exercising, walking up and back and forth, that big Long Beach.
Interesting people.
Carmelita
Center. Pittman was there, and Senator Pasquale, and Dr. Lee, and the list goes on and on. Shay Vaughn and Steve. But they're great people. We're either way at a good time. And you wind up, you stayed there for a while, I think. You were there.
I got there late, but I stayed late. I tend to close things down.
You're a closer.
Yes.
But anyway.
Yeah, but
it was a lovely event. It was a great event. And you know, that's walking for you. I give those people credit. But, it was interesting. And, you know, Reith, did you see some of those booths? Wow. You're talking about all kinds of everything as far as health goes, as far as all the wares they have and things. It's really interesting. So where are we at here? Is it up? We're going into, I think, Reith's Tech Time is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's go to Tech Time.
Let's go to Reith's Tech Time.
Smartphone.
I'm anxious.
Cell phone. PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's Tech Time.
Well, Jim talked about the cyber ransomware a little bit earlier, and I'm sure you've heard about it on the news, how they have held just thousands of computers hostage. They've gotten smart. They're doing it like $300 hits, but you do that times thousands of computer. That's a fortune. So what can we do to protect ourselves from ransomware? Well, first of all, when there's a huge attack like this, make sure that you have all of your own personal files in your possession. Now, we've gone through all of this. Put it in your computer. Make sure that it's safe and encrypted and it's in your computer. But what happens if your computer's gone? Keep a hard copy of all important materials that you have, including your doctor's records. A lot of these hospitals couldn't treat people because they couldn't access medical records. When you go to the doctor, most of the time now, they will give you a paper with all of your diagnosis, your medications. If they don't give it to you automatically, most places you can ask for it. Keep your last hard copy so you know what medications you're taking. In what doses? We forget. you need to have those records. So if you have an emergency and your local hospital has been held hostage, you at least have your own medical records. Make sure for your personal sake on your computer that you back everything up somewhere other than in your house and on your computer. Back it up on a hard drive and keep it at a separate location. Back it up and put it up in a cloud. Now, there's all kinds of clouds depending on what computer you're using. But make sure that you have backups somewhere other than on your computer. Those are the two things that you can personally do to help yourself. Now, you can't control when the hospital or the police department or even the government's computers are hacked into, but you have control over your own computer. So not only should you back it up, but make sure you do the updates. As soon as you get an update, do the update. A lot of the computers that were hacked in this last cyber attack, they had not done an update that Microsoft had sent out in March. This is May. They say, oh, I don't have time. I'm guilty. It shuts down your computer for a while. Maybe it slows it down while you're trying to use it, but it's worth it. It could save you having ransomware put on your computer. So make sure you back up and make sure that you update. Keep your everything up to date, including the software that you use to detect the viruses. Make sure you have, first of all, an antivirus program on your computer and make sure you run it regularly. So those are some things that you can do. They're not real hard, and you can at least stave off the bad guys a little bit. And that's my tech time, and here's Jim with his gems.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for gems from Jim.
Very interesting, Reith, and that's what I heard. So we're talking about having a computer that's not up to date that can get attacked. If you are up to date, which I just did the other day, then I guess you're safe. So that was a good tip. And I want to keep things rolling with this tech stuff. So I was wondering, how do things change from year to year? What are the top issues? So what I did was I tried to find something. What are the top 10 tech issues? But what I want to go a little deeper and compare that to what it's like in the next year. What are the top 10 tech issues? And I know what it's going to be if I did this report next year compared to 2016 or 2017. This deal that's going on now, you know, all this kind of cyber tech stuff. But anyway, here we go. Top 10 tech issues, according to an article I saw in centerdigital.com. And it's 2015 compared to 2016. So I'm going to give you a list of the top 10 issues of 2015. All right, now I'm not going to keep saying 2016. I'm just going to give you the first issue. So what you'll hear is the top issue of 2015. And the second it will be how it changed in the following year. So number one, the issue was evolving staffing issues. Now that was the top issue in 2015. All right, and then in 2016, which I'll just do this once, the top issue in 2016 changed from the evolving staffing issues to information security. All right, so that's how we're going to do this. Number two was optimizing tech in teaching and learning. And then in the following year, it changed to optimizing educational technology. Number three, funding it strategically, funding it meaning IT, funding IT strategically. And they followed, you know, the next issue was in 2016. Well, funding IT strategically was still an issue, but student success in technologies. Number four was improving student outcomes following year, IT workforce. So you see how it changes? I want you to catch this and, you know, where the train of thought is. All right. And then the number five, demonstrating IT's value transitioning to institutional data management. So does anybody see the changes here? You know, what people think and how they change their ideas and what's important, why doesn't it stay the same? Number six was increasing capacity for change, which was changed in the next year to IT funding models. Number seven was providing user support, which changed in importance to business intelligence and analysis. Coming down to number eight, developing security policies for the institution, changing to enterprise application installations. Number nine, developing enterprise IT architecture. And then organizational development was the change in 2016. And the last one, balancing information security and openness, which then was followed up in the next year, learning and online education change. So you get a little picture. And if you don't catch this the first time, you can kind of review it on our archive shows. But you get, Rafa probably understand this, but it kind of shows you. And now it's going to be definitely an issue coming up with this ransom deal, where you got to pay to get your computer unlocked. These are going to be and how things change. You know, how it's all computer now, and how it evolves and changes, and where is it going from here, Rafa? Give me some prediction here. What's your crystal ball say? Are we going to be? Yeah.
They're going to be planting all of our information in little chips in our, you know, eyes or something. Who knows what's next? But it's time for Carmelita.
Carmelita, which Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, that sounds great. We've got a wonderful guest lined up today. Her name is Dr. Margaret Brown, and she is a great lady. Welcome, Dr. Margaret Brown.
Hello. God bless you, everyone.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. We only have a short time, but we're going to pack it in. I just want to let everybody know how special this lady is. We're very, very blessed to have her on the air today. She's done magnificent things in the world. She is a world peace ambassador that was actually appointed by the United States to represent us in Russia and other places in Europe. She is a world peace ambassador, and she's founded an organization which I would like for you to talk to us about, and also for you to talk about your great upcoming event this coming Saturday, May 20th, as a matter of fact.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on your beautiful show, Carmelita. It's an honor and a privilege, and God bless you. Yes, I'm very concerned about this world, this nation, us. God has put this globe, this universe together for us to live together in peace and harmony and not to harm one another. And God says, love one another, pray for one another, and carry each other's burdens if they were our own. And that's my concern. If we truly love God, we're going to tell people the truth and we're going to treat them right. And I just want to let you know that God has inspired me to had a crusade at the state capitol in Sacramento in 1994 when Pete Wilson was governor. And then I had a crusade for world peace at the Washington Monument in 1996 when President Clinton was president. Now God is having me to have this event at Lincoln High School in San Diego, California, on May the 20th, on one Saturday only, on Armed Forces Day, to invite people from all walks of life to come and be a part of something great. Because I'm going to tell you something, there's too much killing, it's too much bullying going on in the schools, there's too much hatred going on. Children and different people, all walks of life, are committing suicide, and something's wrong. And God is telling us to pay attention and get it right. And many years ago, when it was the old Lincoln High School, they tore it down. God had dealt with me then about the school and the area itself. And God said, go speak to the dry bones. And this is what he's telling me to do. Go speak to the people and let them see where they're going and how much he loves them. And this is what I want to share with you. I don't know how long I have to talk, but I must say this. This is a revised letter that my daughter retyped up for me, warning America many years ago, and it's coming to pass right now. Dear brothers and sisters, the turbulence in our world today and in many nations are filled with drugs, violence, and constant fear. This has become a way of life in our countless neighborhoods among many families. Many people have been careless by polluting our oceans, destroying our rainforests, and disposing nuclear waste because of greed. No love for human life. We need to wake up in a hurry. I'm sounding the alarm, America. Wake up. World, wake up before it is too late. The images being portrayed are weapons that devastate and destroy life. We need to have options for nonviolent resolutions with a positive impact, which are vaguely presented in our society. It is up to us to change the channel and the image that which we will help redirect our youth. Remember, our children are our future. We all need to guide them along a righteous path to a productive life, free from the weapons of destruction, devastation, and termination of life. It's time for us to all show love and unity with one another. It has been proven down through history you never can solve problems with war, hate, and violence, only through love and kindness. I'm asking for a serious reply to this situation. Our planet world is in trouble. This letter should be everyone's concern. The human race is in trouble. This letter was originally transcribed April of 1996. We together can make a difference for the better. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I'm almost finished. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then we'll hear from heaven and forgive, and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth the secret unto his servants and prophets. And when I just said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, that's in 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm concerned about this world and about this nation, and we need to come together and walk in love and for one another. And unity matters means just that, unity. God speaks about unity in the Bible, Psalms 133, verse 1. When we walk in unity, it'll make a change. Psalms 133:1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for our brethren to dwell together in unity. And you can solve problems with unity and love and kindness towards each other. I had have a great nephew. His father was murdered several months ago. Never did anything to anybody. Never been in trouble. Never been to jail. And some people in a car just decided to go on a shooting spree and just shot him dead right in the street. And by the time the paramedics came, he had bled so much, he died. And it was very tragic. And I think a lot of people don't pay attention unless it's in their own backyard. We need to come together. Please help me with this event. Dr. Tatum, the founder of Unity Matters and summer conferences in Chicago, Los Angeles, and Oakland, is a part of this. God had given me the vision, and I shared it with him. And Dr. Lisa Roman, this is a psychiatrist, and also Christopher Walker, is his executive director, over printing this book that works in the printing department at University of Fullerton, that's also printed up the souvenir book for the Academy Awards. And they were generous and kind enough to come on board to help me with this book that's going across the nation to let people know how much they're loved and that we need to come together. And please help me that day, May the 20th, at 8:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. We need food. We need funding really badly because people need to have their hotel rooms paid for, transportation, and I can't do a lot all by myself. But with your help, you can come on board and help me. And I am a humanitarian. God bless me to have a beautiful award like Mother Teresa many years ago for humanity, and I was also received the American Red Cross Award. And I'm almost 70 years old, and God is still working with me and through me to help others to get their lives right, on the right track. Children need the education. They need to learn how to love each other. And we're responsible for children and how we teach them the right way and the right road of a good life and a righteous life. So please be a part of this and help me. And you can follow with donations through Carmelita, this wonderful radio host that's helped so many people and done so many great things in her life as a humanitarian. And I feel honored to be a part of this wonderful radio show and enjoy all the other guests that were on the show this morning. So please help me, and God bless everyone, and have a
well,
blessed
Dr. Brown, before we sign off, actually, I think perhaps maybe it might be a little bit better for them to reach to you directly. Is there a website that they can go to or a phone number that they can call?
Oh, absolutely. My website is Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, dot, then Brown like the color, B-R-O-W-N, and Hurst, H-U-R-S-T, at gmail.com. That's margaret.brownhurst at gmail.com. Or my business line is 909-758-3837. That's 909-758-3837, or either 909-532-0640. And let me make a correction real quickly. Yes, I was involved with doing a lot of things to help this nation and world, but a wonderful ministry that heard about me invited me to go to Russia to help the government there so they would know about Jesus. That's what happened with that. But, yes, I've been involved with a lot of political things. I went to President Obama's inauguration as a greeter to his dignitaries, as well as President Bush in 2005, and also went to President Clinton's inaugural festivities. So I'm very active in a lot of things in the political arena in this nation. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Brown, you are really doing a phenomenal job. You are one of God's children. And as we would say, one of the bearers of the light, you are a light bearer. And that's what is necessary to shed light on the world. Now, my stepfather's name was Shiraz Uddin. And that last name means, Ud means of, Deen means light, of the light. And that is basically what my organization is doing by shedding light on information that's valuable, because knowledge is power, so that people can empower themselves in order to keep themselves well and to prevent themselves from getting sick in the first place. And it's a living memorial for my mother, Juanita Zara Espinoza Uddin. And she loved roses, and that's why it's named the Rose Breast Cancer Society. It's a labor of love, and it's guided by the biggest CEO, which is our Lord and Savior. And so it's received many blessings along the way, And it's been shown many individuals such as yourself, which helps take it to the next level. And I just want to say that it was by no accident that you've been a guest today on my show. I was led to you by a very beautiful lady. Her name is Peaches. And she told me, oh, you must meet Dr. Margaret Brown. And I'm so pleased that you've invited me to be a guest and performer on your program Saturday. I'm looking forward to going to San Diego to be there. Let me just share that information. It's going to be at the Lincoln High School, and the Unity Matters is the name of the event and the conference. It's on Armed Forces Day, and all members of the community are welcome. It's a free event, and as you said, supporters are welcome. It's going to be located at 4777 Imperial Avenue in San Diego. And you can refer back to this program in the archives on the Easy Way Broadcasting station. There's going to be, I see I'm looking at your beautiful announcement. You're going to have the military, local law enforcement, vendor booths, civic leaders, community leaders, and the youth. Youth is what is the emphasis, because we need the leaders for tomorrow. We need those young people to carry on. But, you know, I want to say one thing. I listen to a lot of inspirational shows daily, and one of the speakers that I heard was talking about the fact that we are one. People don't realize it, but we all come from the same source. And once people recognize that, they'll stop competing with each other, because when you hurt somebody else, you're hurting yourself, because we are part of the same connection. And if you look at the animals, and they have that significant intelligence to know that. Watch the formation of birds at the drop of a blink, or the blink of an eye. They will turn in any direction and in unison, and they fly together. It's not, you know, about me. It's about we, and that's this right. important message that we all must learn. It's about we, and once we learn to change our hearts and we learn to love one another, as Christ said, love one another. You don't have to like the person, but love them. Don't love their sins. Love the person, and that's help right. make them, but the make a better person. But most of all, make yourself a better person, because we don't necessarily have to change other people. We just need to simply do our best to be our best, and to shine that light everywhere we go. And I want to, on that note, thank you so much for being a guest today on Carmelita's Corner, and I hope to see you soon. And of course, I'm going to see you Saturday. I can't wait to venture down to meet you in person. On looking at your photograph, I see why you were a model in your earlier days, and that garb that you're wearing with the white. I see why you received the same award that Mother Teresa received, because the light shines all around you.
Well, thank you. That's be a Tukum Allah. And in Hebrew,
that's right.
That means to be a broken world.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Well, Carmelita,
that was a wonderful interview, but
they
always are. What can we say?
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. But now
I think this is when Easy's going to join us
and tell us about all the exciting
things going on.
The updates, right? And he's got the cutting edge updates and things. So we'll see if we can get him on. I'm beeping him here.
Do I hear
singing
music?
Okay, Reefa.
I hear singing music.
Life is hard, we're out on an easy way. Life is hard.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
There we go, here he is.
I am here.
There's Eric.
Just got off
the
radio.
Only man I know.
Radio Boomers Live.
he's the only man I know that has theme music other than Shaft, you know?
Man, you know, you got to get ready when you're about to really do it the easy way. But, yeah, no, great show once again, guys. I just wanted to update everybody on the new Radio Boomers TV online channel.
So
we have Easy with YouTube. It's a platform similar to YouTube. It's a content housing platform, massive distribution with the Women's Broadcast Network, Voice America, Fan TV, Apple TV, Roku, et cetera. And, Radio Boomers Live is now going to go TV. I believe right now there's an interview with Dad, you, and Louis Gossip Jr. And then there's the...
I went on the channel. I looked. You know, I always check to make sure it's really up. It's really up.
And Reese, that was at the turkey drive.
Of Jim interviewing. Yeah. Huh?
That was at the turkey drive.
With you and Lou. I remember that. And then there's an interview with me and Jim interviewing each other, as usual.
The California Women's Conference. And there's a lot of good things that are going to be coming up. So all your fans that have been listening to the radio show and all the baby boomer fans that come about with the Easy Way movement, now there's something for them to visually watch. And, you know, we'll be creating webisodes and different things. There's actually an interview coming up with Aretha, you and my dad, and Marla Gibbs from the MPA event. So we have a lot of content that we haven't put out yet, and we're excited to launch this, let everybody know. So again, RadioBoomersTV.com. You can start following, subscribing to now.
That's
and
cool.
It's absolutely free. Unlike, I won't mention any names, but
right,
unlike
yeah.
other subscriptions that you have to subscribe to, they charge you money.
Exactly.
And those are great memories. You know, those are great memories when we look back and we see some of these interviews. And it just, what boggles my mind is, you know, Reese, like we might be in an event or Eric might be in a situation and we look back and go, can you believe that was 3 years ago? That's what gets me. It's like time goes by so fast. But
well,
a lot
always
of new
fun
things
to reminisce,
coming up, too.
Go back to the old content and
look
at some of the stuff that you've done. And that's the thing, too, is there's a lot of the content we haven't put out yet that you've done, Dad. And there's people that are going to be doing things like, for instance, the Carmelita's awesome guest and that event. You know, Radio Boomers TV can come out and cover that and provide a service, you know, distribution of reach on what other people are doing, and you're reaching a pretty good audience in the baby boomer world. And then, you know, depending on whatever the content is, we're able to take that now and put it to 30 million people on Women's Broadcast Television Network, or millions of people on Voice America, as well as EasyWay.tv and all of our subscribers, and WTV with our 50,000 subscribers, and Fan TV and Roku and Apple and all the different distribution we have. That's the point, is we want people to be able to create their own content, have their own platform, not have to worry about a lot of the politics and things that are changing on social media now, and be able to do it the easy way. And then if we like the content, we can distribute it, push it all over the world.
Oh, yeah. That's what's amazing when you have the platforms to get it out. So, I mean, years ago, we didn't have all this as far as the platform. I think, Eric, what would you do if you could – you know, you know the one movie. In fact, Aretha, there was an event where somebody asked Eric, listen, could you bring a car? Could you bring something for the front so it looks impressive? And he said, well, he can get the, Back to the Future car. And I thought that was so cool. But he went a step further, and he had the lady that was in the movie, the star of the movie, was getting out of the car. That was cool. But, Eric, what would you do if you woke up in the morning and there was no pager, no computer, and if you had to get a hold of somebody, you had to find a dime to go to the payphone to call them? Be a little different.
There's no payphone.
What I would do, I mean, you're talking about Claudia Wells. By the way, shout out to my friend Claudia Wells, who played Michael J. Fox's, girlfriend in the first Back to the Future movie. What I would do is create it. We'd figure out how to make it happen.
Probably make it, There's Eric. Where's Eric at? He's in the back room building a computer.
We would figure it out. But I also want to let everybody know my talk show is actually doing really well. We're up to close to 20,000-something listeners a month on Voice America World Talk Radio. And my guest this weekend, Saturday 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, is the founder of UGG Boots himself, a good friend of mine, Brian Smith. And so he's going to be giving out a really –
I remember meeting Brian, and I don't, Reetha, I think you were there at the LA Convention Center. They gave Eric his own 10,000 square feet to have his Easy Way, what was it called? Easy Way Street?
Easy Way Street, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. And Brian was speaking there. I met him there. That was cool.
Yeah, that's actually where I met a lot of these influencers that people are seeing us with now. That's where I met Michelle Patterson, Brian Smith, a lot of these major speakers that you're hearing about and you're seeing. And there's a lot of real big speaker movement. We're working with the Speakers Coalition now as well, and just all these different organizations. But a lot of that actually originated with our street. I mean, it's not easy to maintain a 10,000 square foot section by yourself. We had about 50 booths. We had our own stage. Latip International, which we're still working with, the president and all these people. But it really came together in a big way. And that comes together. I mean, 5 years later, we're still kind of working with those same people. And we have something real big. We're planning in December for Influencers Unite with Speakers Coalition and Voice America. The new influencers channel with some very, very big names. They're going to all have broadcast stations and shows. I'm a partner on that and just a lot of great stuff. So keep following, download the app. Hopefully the people that did our app is going to get on point so we can do more things, but, easywaymobile.com. We're going to be, making it real simple for everybody. You just, there's actually going to be a picture that really shows you how to do this, but you text in the message box, easy, letter E, letter Z, W A Y. And then to the number where it says two, you put the number 21777. No spaces on anything. You press send. It'll send you a link. When you click on that link, we'll get your name, your phone number, and email. You're automatically subscribed. You'll get updates on what we have going on. But you'll also now get a mini website sent to you that gives you all of our social media, gives you how you download the app. It's for Apple and Android, Google Play, and also our alliances and our new partnerships with WBTVN, Voice America, and it's really, that's all you got to do is if you have an Easy Way right there in your pocket, do it the Easy Way on the go now. So that's what it is. That's
texting
the
update. Texting 21777.
Text Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W A Y, no spaces, to the number 21777, and that's how you get in touch with the movement. And I'll actually be at some really cool things coming up too, guys. I do live streams all the time on my Facebook and on Peaks, and we'll be at some really cool fashion events and some big mansion things, and we'll be with some really cool people. And when we stream, when we do these interviews, you can go to Easy Way TV on Easy Way 2. We put up like 30 something interviews from the women's conference. When we do this, we're doing this to actually interact to you guys, to actually get you guys in touch with these influencers. It's not just you're watching it, you're also engaging. And we do that through
That's
social media.
Cool.
So if you really follow and you really download the app, you'll see that we're trying to help you digitally. We're trying to help you engage with these amazing people. And people, it's working. People are engaging. They're meeting people. We're allowing these influencers, as we're interviewing them, to say how to get a hold of them. And if you follow up on social media, it's working.
That's what I like.
It's a cool movement.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They can communicate with each other. Yeah, and that's kind of the new way. You know, it's funny how the circle goes. And Reetha and I were talking about this, how, you know, hey, we can talk on a phone, and then it goes, well, it's, you know, as time goes on, well, texting is kind of cool. Let's text. And then it goes to, you know, you can live stream with each other online, and hey, you could actually see each other while you're talking. And then what is that other one, Eric? There's a microphone, a walkie-talkie. There's so many ways to communicate.
There's many apps, many ways to engage and communicate. But yeah, what my dad's talking about is a new remote system that we have, which my dad, Reetha, and Carmelita will be able to interview anybody at any time. And then we can put it up on the Radio Boomers TV.com channel. And so a lot of people are going to love what we're going to be doing. Just keep tuning in. Just text that Easy Way to 21777. And you'll see. It's a lot of fun. But thanks for having me on, guys. I got to get on a call. Reetha, great show as usual. You guys, I'm looking forward to the TV side of what you're doing. Your numbers are great on the radio. And we'll be putting a text situation together for you guys as well. So people will just be able to type in Boomers to 21777 and they can start subscribing here soon. All right, guys, keep doing it the Easy Way. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you,
Eric, for popping on. And see, Reetha, there's so many communication now. It's just like a science. There's so many different ways to communicate with each other. And, you know, what gets me is if you went on a vacation, say you went to Spain, and you could just literally take a picture of something, I get it right away, and you could talk live stream to me about, hey, this is where I'm at. That's what's amazing.
I know,
how does it go
through
the airways?
But you have to pay for that. You got to pay for that, especially if
you mean the
in
trip?
Another country, one way or another. You got to pay for it. But
you're talking
about
you
our time
pay for
today.
Yeah.
Well, you got to pay for the bandwidth to ship it too. But I mean, you got to pay for it. Those wireless phones are not cheap.
No
but
way around that.
Want to thank everybody for tuning in today. You can reach me at RethaGray.com, RethaGray.info. You can email me at RethaGray.com, Retha@RethaGray.com. And Jim,
you want to reach me? Come on over to my house. You know, that's the best way to do
it.
It's hands down. My address is.
No, don't give out your address. But you can reach me, Retha Gray. Just Google Retha Gray and I will pop up. We'll see you next Monday morning at 10 a.m. right here on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. EasyWayMedia.com.
Yes,
and check us out on BabyBoomersTV.com. There's content already up.
RadioBoomersTV.com. So cool. So till next week, guys, stay healthy, keep moving, and we'll be talking to you next Monday.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Retha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.